Sefer Shemois, also known as Sefer HaGeula, chronicles the exodus of Klal Yisrael from Mitzrayim. It also tells the story of the emergence of Moshe Rabbeinu. So who was Moshe? And why did Hashem choose this anonymous refugee shepherd from Midian to lead Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim and be the conduit for the transmission of Torah to the world? So we find the answer a little later on in the Parsha. The Pasuk says, Vayigdal Moshe. And Rashi explains, Vayigdal in this Pasuk means Legadula. Moshe became a gadol. He became great. So what heroic act did Moshe perform to earn this prestigious title? We don't find the title bestowed on Moshe Rabbeinu when he accepted the Torah in Har Sinai, or when he initiated the Tamakas, or by Kriyas Yamsuf. So what happened here that the Torah coronates him with this illustrious title of gadol? So the Pasuk says, you know what made Moshe a gadol? Vayar b'siv loisam. He went out to see the suffering of his brethren. Moshe was not suffering the same fate as his brothers, but he went out to seek their welfare. He was concerned about them. He wanted to relieve their torment and their hardships. It doesn't say Vayar siv loisam. It says b'siv loisam. He didn't just see their suffering. He wasn't just feeling compassion for their hardships, but rather b'siv loisam. He put himself in their shoes. He truly felt their pain. He was empathetic to their plight. As soon as that occurred, the Pasuk says, Vayigdal Moshe. He became a gadol. Hashem said, I finally found my man. Moshe will lead Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. However, this illustrious title of gadol isn't exclusive to Moshe Rabbeinu. The Gaon says that in order to find the true essence of any word, one needs to find that the first time that that word is mentioned in the Torah. The word gadol first appears in the Torah in Parshas Bereishis as Amar HaGadol, the great luminary, referring to the sun. Reb Lesla points out, the interpretation of gadol in that context means the ability to give to others. The sun is not called gadol because it's so big. In fact, the sun is tiny when compared to other stars. There are stars that are thousands of times larger than the sun. But so why is the sun called Amar HaGadol, says Reb Lesla? Because it provides light and heat for the entire universe. When one gives themselves to others, we coronate them with the title of gadol. The definition of gadol is the capacity to do for others. When we talk about an Adam gadol, we're not merely speaking about erudition. We're not necessarily defining someone who's well-versed in the entire Torah. But rather, any person who gives themselves to others, any person who tries to relieve another person's pain or alleviates their burdens, is considered a gadol. With that, I'd like to share with you an incredible story that took place a few summers ago. There was a young couple from Brooklyn that decided to spend Shabbos in the Rolly Hotel up in the Catskills. They packed up their two-year-old twin girls and a few suitcases and headed upstate. They spent a beautiful Shabbos together in the hotel. Monday morning, the wife asked her husband, "Can I stay here for a few more days with the children?" And he says, "Sure, I'll go back to the city to work, and I'll come pick you up on Thursday." Tuesday morning, she comes into the dining room for breakfast and puts one twin in a high chair and takes the other twin with her to the buffet to get some food. She comes back to the table and her baby is gone and she's frantic. She starts screaming, "Did anyone see my little daughter?" She runs outside and comes across a group of teenage girls. And she pleads with them, "Please, help me find my baby." The girls agreed to search for the missing toddler. One girl quickly took charge. She organized the search. She divided everyone up to search in different areas. After 20 minutes, they all returned without finding the little girl. The girl who organized the search asked one of the girls, "Did you search the classrooms?" And she says, "Yes, I searched the entire premises." "Did you look under each desk?" And she shook her head no. The organizer ran to the classrooms and a few minutes later returned holding the little girl in her arms. There wasn't a dry eye in the room as the mother embraced her little daughter. And the mother thanked the organizer profusely. She then said to the teenager, "Can I ask you a question? Why did you take charge? Why were you so devoted to finding my little girl?" And the girl seemed reluctant to answer at first. But then finally she told the mother, "Because I am Leibi Kletzky's sister. I was truly able to feel your pain. Vayar b'siv loisam. Beyond sympathy, empathy. Truly feeling another person's pain. Whether we see a person going through a health issue or a financial crisis, difficulties with Shidduchim, we should always be empathetic to their plight. To earn this prestigious title of gadol, we have to think beyond our own needs and think of others as well." And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.